Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I am all set for our next guest. She's on the line, ready to go. We actually broke in with breaking news yesterday.
Well, she warrants this.
She definitely does.
And this warrants that.
A good friend of the show. So let's get ready for this. Okay, so we have our good friend Kate Flannery on the line.
Yay!
Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my God. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. But how are you?
You know what? I'm exhausted. I've already started dancing. I'm exhausted. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into, but here we go.
No.
Wait, did you start practice yet?
I'm not officially.
Okay.
They said don't over rehearse before we meet with our dancing partners. I'm taking their advice.
Well, this is very cool because we've had a few people. We had John Schneider in recently.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, he talked about it. He said a lot of people say they get into the best shape they've ever been in from Dancing with the Stars. Others that we've had in said it was torturous beyond all belief. But everyone says it's a unique experience. I have to ask you. You impress me as the kind of person who does a lot of street and break dancing.
Is that going to be your strong point,
Kate? What is your specialty?
I just want a carbo load.
Yeah. You want a carbo load.
Maybe a lot of non-alcoholic beer.
Right. I think this is, and if you honestly, when you look at the cast, they come out with the quote-unquote celebrities, I'm like, you are, and especially there's never been a hotter time for the office because it's just huge. A, and then B, I'm looking at your competitors on this. You're the Meryl Streep of this group.
You're hilarious.
It's the truth.
You're hilarious.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think it's going to be great. And we've already said we're going to compel non-watchers and watchers alike to vote for you.
Oh, 100%. I stopped watching a few years ago. I used to love this show.
Yeah.
I'm 100% watching this, Kate, and I'm voting for you every week.
You guys, this is so much pressure. I like it when the bar is nice and low.
Listen, I don't care.
No, you don't have to do a damn thing. Yeah. We'll just keep voting for you.
We'll keep promoting that on the airwaves, too. We're going to push it.
Throw a hissy fit and refuse to dance. We'll still vote for you.
We're going to vote for you.
I'm actually really excited. I mean, I have to say, this show is a party, and I've been invited to a party, so I never turn down an invitation to a party. So here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you know who your partner is?
No. Won't find out till Monday. But, also, one of the reasons why I decided to do this is because I feel like, I'm 55, class of 82 at Archbishop Carroll, and I think the thing is that we take ourselves out of the race so many times when we get older, I can't do that anymore, I can't do that. So I feel like I may not be able to do this anymore, but I've been asked to do it, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask what part of you, because obviously, some things come along with it. There's exposure, you might win, who knows. But what part of it is, this will force me to kind of get a little bit more physically in shape, because every single person that is a contestant on this show comes back and says, I am in the best shape of my life. After all this, and now it's going to be torture doing all those hours and hours and hours. But was there a part of you that says this will help whip me into shape a little bit?
Maybe, yeah. Because I like to, I like to be on a microscope. I like to challenge myself, and but I also feel like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but when you get older, things don't work the way they used to.
Yeah. There's at least 80% of my body that no longer works. But I'm really working with the 20%, and it's working out okay.
So yeah, the electroshock I'm going to do every day, I think, should help.
It's awesome. It's so cool.
So Kate, there are portions that air live. Will you not curse so much on ABC?
There is a five second delay. You guys, I'm depending on the 5 second delay.
Okay, so 5 seconds, not unless you really stretch out the F bomb.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to make it. You're not going to make it through the whole season without cursing.
Jesus, Flannery.
You know she's going to do it.
Oh my God.
You don't know how many celebrities have been through here and now know that it's the Flannery button on the board. So let me ask you. Obviously, there's a you can't address the controversial casting and blah 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 blah. The show is about dancing. And I think Tom Bergeron is right. You just got to sort of check out and enjoy what's going on. But again, for a show that, what is this? This is the 241st season?
Close, 28.
28 seasons. And the show is, it's an international sensation. Yeah. In other countries, they have their own competitions.
Yeah,
you become part of this group that they always have the other dancers back. Even if you are, and we're going to work to make sure this is not the case, you're voted out early, you come back for all of the specialty shows and the voting and all of that stuff. I mean, what a great confluence of events to have. We talked about it the last time, to have The Office as hot as it's ever been in repeats.
Yeah.
And this going on at the same time has to blow your mind.
It does. I'm already doing Dancing with the Stars in Croatia next year.
You're doing Croatian Dancing with the Stars.
I'm going to buy a condo. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
So
it's such a gift. I mean, this is the, I feel like The Office has the smartest, most obsessed fans. But because they're smart. Like, I feel like I'm so lucky to be on a show that had the best writing and the best, you know, just the best cast, and like just, and also treated the audience like they were really smart. Like, you can watch the same episode 5 times and find 5 things that you didn't, or maybe find 4 things that you didn't find funny the first time because you were laughing over it.
No, you're exactly right.
And I think that's why kids, younger kids, have gotten into it, because no one's telling them when to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and so obviously you already know, Kate, because you sent some nice videos to my daughter that, like, her and all of her classmates are, you know, just obsessed with the show. They've watched it in its entirety. I'm talking every single episode, you know, a couple of different times. So as a result, I have watched it, you know, over and over again. And I made this observation about the when Michael and Holly get engaged, that episode I've watched at least 5 times, and I've cried every single time. It's just so sweet. I really, really love it. So not only is it a funny show, but it's a show that has heart.
Absolutely.
Listen, we love Ricky Gervais and I, the original version of the show, which was solid. But there were a lot of references and things that I don't think ported effectively. And that Casey, the show is in a class by itself.
Yeah.
Thank you. So maybe I shouldn't do Dancing with the Stars. Maybe
you're going to sully the image. This is a disaster. What
no,
are you,
you should, because I wanted to ask you. I don't know. Like, listen, in professional sports, all the athletes, they get a certain amount of tickets to the game. So if you like make it to like the top 5, top 4, is there any way that we could be your cheering section at one of these?
Can you bring Rolling Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We'll bring whatever you want.
Sure.
Yeah, the bar is nice and low. Nice and low.
Well, you'll have to keep a surprise. I don't know. Obviously, you have to reveal things on the show as they come out. They want to be first to present it. But
hopefully the things I reveal will not be my body part.
Kate, who are you excited to appear on the show with? Because there's some cool people there.
It's a true adventure. I literally feel like I just found out who's involved. So it's all new to me. So I'm just navigating that, like, literally right foot, left foot.
Is it James Vanderbeek? Seems like he'd be pretty
Dawson.
Cool. I love Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
You know,
totally. No. I think James and I did an episode of Match Game together. And we did the soup a couple times together, too. Okay.
That's cool. He's got a good sense of humor about himself and about, as I think it's 2 times now, he's played James Vanderbeek in a movie and in a series. Yeah. So he gets himself.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's pretty wild.
How much of this, how long will this go? I mean, if you went the distance.
Oh, the last show is November 25th, so it's Thanksgiving. So, okay. So if I go this long, I'm going to have 4 turkey dinners.
Honestly, we have to move heaven and earth to make sure you win this. Because actually, John Schneider was saying in his iteration of Dancing with the Stars that and I don't know who the winner was for his group, but when it was announced, everyone sort of looked at each other like, no, but it was the viewers' votes that propelled that person to first place. Nick, I don't know if you can look it up who it was, but if it can happen then, it can happen with us.
Well, don't hold your breath is all I'm saying. I'm just taking it 1 episode at a time.
All right. You don't have to worry. Let us handle the fixing the numbers.
Kate, we'll work on that. Has any of your fellow office mates gotten in touch with you, reached out yet?
Angela Kinsey might be coming to the first show. We're trying to work that out. Yeah, 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 which would be great.
You know what's cool, though? It's like with the lampshades and all that sort of... This is sort of in your wheelhouse because a lot of it is that sort of, you know... That sort of...
It might have been 25 years ago. Let's get real. I am the joke is going lower and wider, if you know what I'm saying.
Kate, they've had people who are deaf, people with peg legs. I think one can...
I literally had a desk job for 9 years. I mean, like, seriously, like, the spread happens even when you're acting. I'm such a method actress. I literally got, like, the spread from sitting in a desk. I swear to you, you guys.
I think you're going to do great. I think you're going to kill it.
Well, you guys, I really appreciate your support. And pick up the they still vote on the phone. I mean, it's old school. I kind of love it.
We're going to do it.
We should start a hashtag. Vote for Flannery.
Yes. Hey, Kate, I wanted to ask you a quick question because there was a woman who was accidentally hit by a police car earlier this summer, and it was very, very reminiscent of when Meredith got hit by the car.
Did she do her own stunt like I did?
Dude.
What's happening? Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Because it was, like, legit funny, but, like, she got hurt. But I was laughing, and I wanted to ask you if you could take me through how you guys shot that particular scene when Michael pulls into Dunder Mifflin and then hits you.
Okay, initially, we shot it where literally it looked like Michael Scott went over a speed bump, and I was the speed bump. For some reason, it did not translate as well as they thought. So our editor, Dave Rogers, who went to Ithaca, he's like a really smart guy, he figured out this, like, crazy action shot like a few weeks after we shot the episode. So they were just putting it together at the last minute. And so he's like, would you be willing to just say, so one of the producers actually did the hit the glass and rolled off, like, to show me how easy it was. I was like, you didn't have to do, like, I would have done it. So they had a giant pad on the ground next to the car. And I remember it was right before the Emmys. And for whatever reason, I was wearing, like, short sleeves and, like, this crazy overall skirt, you know, Meredith kindergarten outfit, crazy. You know.
Right.
And so they just had me, like, kind of loosen up as much as I could and, like, just try to... The hardest part was just figuring out how to start in the middle of the car and roll up to the glass and push off.
I love the look on your face, though. That's a priceless... it's a mixture of multiple emotions.
How many takes was it, Kate?
I'd say it was probably, maybe 7, just because it was harder to get the moment. It wasn't... Hitting the glass was fine. It was getting off that was, like, trying to, you know... Pushing off without looking like you're pushing off. And some of you ladies know what I'm talking about.
Were you on the car the whole time? Or did you jump up on the car at the last minute?
I started on the car.
Okay.
I started in the middle. So it was like a really quick edit if you see it.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. So
it's movie magic for sure. For sure. And that guy ended up becoming the director. The editor ended up becoming a director because of that shot. Like he got so much street cred because of that. Because he kind of I felt like that was the whole episode. And for me, like literally, I got to be on the Tonight Show because of that shot. Because, like, literally, like, they called me, like, suddenly I was like, Jay, like, I think Joaquin Phoenix canceled at the last minute, so suddenly they put me in. I was like, what's
and they figure, well, we can't get Joaquin, we have to go to number two, Kate Flannery.
There you go. And I prefer to be number two.
Yeah.
We all
know
number two
canceled,
right?
Yes, we do.
Hey, by the way, you were number one in something else. Last time we spoke to you, you were headed to the Night in Venice event at Ocean City.
Yes.
And you won Best Lead Boat.
Yes, the boat was called Miss Heine.
Miss Heine.
I didn't even know that until afterwards. What's happening? I'm not German. Oh, the other Heine. Oh, I get it.
Heine is in your butt. That's
it's
right.
Always a casual Friday reference coming up, whether I know it or not. Yeah,
that's great.
That's nice. Well, that's cool.
So I had a great time. That was so surreal because I used to go to the Night in Venice when I was a kid, and you know, you just hope that they throw you candy on the butt. I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Well. Today, are you? I assume you're doing a whole bunch of presses. Are you doing GMA as well and all those other shows?
We did GMA yesterday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I'm still a little hungover. We partied last night.
Yep. That GMA buzz lasts all day.
I'm a little worried that Kate's getting too big for us, guys.
No. There are some people I would have suspected. Listen. If any of us had any level of success, I would expect you to dump us. It would have to be. There's no, you know, we're dead weight, but I have a feeling.
I saw the John Travolta interview. You know, you guys, you're only getting bigger. Come on. Listen.
Oh, well.
Come on. That's
Kate,
amazing. That was amazing.
Maybe they're going to invite you back to the Thanksgiving Day parade here in Philadelphia.
Maybe.
You just got to win that mirror ball trophy.
Seriously, I have to tell you, when I was in that parade, I had just done the Macy's in New York the year before. I come to Philly. There's literally, not once but twice I saw people with two ladders and a piece of wood, and they put the kids on the wood. I'm like, what's going on? Right there.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Nice. I love it. No, I love the Philly crowd. So many people came up who were like, who used to go to my dad's bar, my brother's bar. Like, you know, people I used to, you know, work with at restaurants and went to school with. I love it. No, I would love to do the Philly parade again.
Well, we will. We'll have you the next time. So you return in time because it'll wrap up in November. You'll have won Dancing with the Stars by that time, and we'll have you back, and you'll be.
But
there.
I might be in traction, you guys.
Well, we hope. We know you'll be busy because they shoot that in Los Angeles, right?
They do.
Yeah.
They
so, do. But we'd like to be able to talk to you at some point while the competition's going on, but it'll be awfully early in the morning, but who knows? You might be getting up at freaking 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'll have my people call your people.
All right, please, let's do this.
And it begins.
Let's leave it at that. All right, nice.
You guys are the best, really. And seriously, I mean, you know, like I said, this is really like I'm doing this because I shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? It's like, why not? Like,
yeah,
why
no. Not? Like, you're right. We support it, and we are not kidding. We are going to mobilize everybody that we can, and we're going to be on this like white on rice.
Absolutely.
See, it's like my favorite Philadelphia accent sentence. My daughter goes to gymnastics class. Like, I'm going to gymnastics class, but in front of the whole country is going to be watching.
My daughter. Gymnastics. Oh, my God, Kate, you're the best. All right, go get them. Congratulations. Good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I'll download soon. Love you guys.
All right, Kate Flannery. How crazy would that be if she won it?
I'm watching.
I love her mentality with that, and it is the, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. You know,
it's very cool. Marissa is a genius with the, you know, obviously getting messages out social media wise. We have to mobilize every aspect of the show and
keep her going
and Beasley Media Group and everything that we can do to get this happening, because at least get her well into the show.
Yeah.
You know, but
she's got to be good. Like, she's got to, you know, even if she's not a good dancer, if they, you know, if they try and put on a show, a presentation, they stay pretty far into the show. And I think she'll be good at that.
She's the lovable on the Office. She's one of the lovable characters that is, you know, her and like Creed is another character who's just, the fans just love them.
I think Kathy, they start off judging by your, what you do with the ability that you have, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they give you a pass if you're not technically great, but you're really trying and they see improvement. So she could do it. We'll see.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys think that cause I'm at that point where I'm starting to search around for, you know, I should try that, you know, that type of thing. I've always wanted to do that. And I think I should go ahead and just try it.
You do try things though. I'm more, I stick with things that I'm good at.
Right.
You know, if I can't get great at it quickly, I'm not going to do
frustrated.
It. You'll sample and I admire that about you.
I'll work on something.
Like, you had the guitar for a while.
Yeah.
You had, your mime was big for you for a while.
No, but I'm like scuba is something I'm going to get into. And my philosophy is, look, if you work at something, you can improve at it. And so golf was one I took on and I improved and got better. Now I have a shoulder problem. So now I'm looking for something else to do.
Well, you have to want to do it. That's what I've learned over the last few years. It's like, if you don't want to go to the gym and get in better shape, you're not going to be very good at it, you know, but my son takes piano lessons and he's really good at playing piano.
Right.
So
is he better than you?
Oh, he's much better than me.
Because you're taking lessons as well. But kids can pick that stuff up so quickly.
I mean, he's been playing longer, you know, over the last few years. And I took piano lessons when I was a kid, but I haven't since. But to me, it's something that I'm having fun with, playing with him. And it's more about doing something with my son and having a little bit of a skill for myself. But I'm never going to be a concert pianist, but I don't care. You know, the point is just to go out and do something that you enjoy.
Yeah. I looked up, like, things like, you know, should I go take sailing lessons, learn how to sail, or...
I'm sailing.
It's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah,
but you hate the Jersey Shore.
No, he doesn't hate the Jersey Shore.
You don't love it down there.
That's where he's going to go wreck diving.
It doesn't mean I don't want to go sailing.
Maybe you'll like it if you can take up sailing.
No, here's the difference. Preston does, and you're like me. We're not lay on the beach for 9 hour people.
Right.
That's not our thing. We're adventurers. That's what we are, Preston.
Yeah. I'm sailing.
Yeah. What about, so you did, you do the cooking, you do the other stuff. Well,
I did indoor skydiving for a while.
And you got hog wild.
Got pretty good at that.
Why did you stop?
Mainly because of my shoulder. I mean, that's, I just kind of.
The air was hurting his shoulder.
I backed up. Well, listen, dude.
I know, man.
So,
yeah.
So that was another thing that I did for a while. And I'm just always, I'm kind of.
Could you combine a few practices?
I looked at things like even, I looked up the other day, orienting, you know, which is.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Turning things around.
Orienteering or.
Is that how you say it? Orienteering?
Yeah. I love orienteering.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar. What is it?
It's just, you know, working around with a compass. Like, you know, you just
a map
and mapping a compass and stuff like that.
And trying
to
find your way specifically to certain locations just by using.
Do you
want
to take a crack at it on the show? We'll abandon you someplace.
Yes, please. Let's do that.
I fell in love with that in the Boy Scouts.
Drop me off in Camden somewhere and let me find my way out. Yeah.
We had
Preston's on the line. Preston? Preston? Preston?
we had done that in Boy Scouts. It was like all of us. It was a race to with this flag, and I just recall like leading everybody into the right spots.
Really?
In fact, the very very last turn that we needed to make, it was like a big argument. Everybody's like, we should go this way. I go, no. I'm like, we have to go this way. And then, sure enough, like 25 yards down that little trail that you know was that white flag, and we won. I love it. And we did it in college too.
No kidding.
Yeah, I had some pretty ridiculous classes in school.
That was a class in college?
Not orienteering, but it was part of a class.
It was
called,
right after jumping up and down until you pass out.
I literally had a class called, well, I called it reading out loud for 4 credits, but it was called oral interpretation.
Yeah.
But the orienteering class was this class called Leadership and Adventure Activities.
Okay.
I renamed that one called Romper Room.
Yeah.
Because it was basically, let's go play a game for an hour and a half.
You guys ever tried geocaching? Geocaching's fun.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Steve?
I do, yeah. That I'm familiar with.
Okay, yeah. And that, like, there are little activities like that, especially with apps that you can just put on your phone and go out and try it for a little while. And if you enjoy it, great. And if not, go on to the next one.
Are you looking for more things, what you would call hobby-based?
Yeah.
So are you enticed or by, I mean, scuba seems to have come back up.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look more into scuba. That. Well, you can go
a dry suit
fairly. You can go fairly. It just depends on how much you can handle, but you can go fairly late into the season. But I'm trying to find stuff like that. You know, like Kate said, you know, she's just kind of going to go for it. You know,
I'm getting into is a little bit of the woodworking, home repair stuff, the tools, and starting to build that up.
You should
up.
Take a carpentry class.
Of course, I will. No,
sure.
My carpentry class is YouTube.
That's true.
I find if I pull up a video on YouTube, and my brothers-in-law are all contractors.
Yeah.
Most of them. And so they all give me the counseling.
Community colleges have all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can just go take a class.
The problem is you have to actually stand up and go over there, I don't like that.
I had actually had an idea about doing somewhere like a Penco Tech or something like that, offering up little weekend like how to be a man course, you know? And I know that
look at these nipples, man.
this is one massive man.
Maybe. You're talking about male skills, things that you should be able to do.
You know, and
how to pleasure a woman.
This day and age, you can't call it that. But you know, for lack of better terms, yes, it would be like learn how to change your oil, learn how to like do some woodworking. You know, just basic skills, not like.
I know exactly what you mean. In fact, there was a website that I had earmarked. It was several years ago, and it was along those lines. It was like, you as a guy, this is stuff you just, it's basic stuff that you ought to be able to do. It's not necessarily hard, but these are some skills that might help you in life.
Mm-hmm.
And women as well. I mean, they're skills that that absolutely you should just, and it's things as basic, like you said, as changing oil, changing a tire, stuff like that.
What about collecting things? Is there anything that, does that float your boat in any way?
Not really.
Okay.
I can't think of any collecting thing that would really get me going.
Do you like just basic reading, right? Is you have more time to read? Is that something that you're already
something
doing?
Something more physical,
all right.
is what I want to do.
Reading on a treadmill.
Yeah, that too.
What about rock climbing?
I thought it was the shoulder thing. Shoulder. So now, yeah, and I'm starting to have physical problems.
Hiking might be good for you.
Yeah, and you're actually pretty close to some decent hiking trails. Like, you can go up to the Poconos, and some decent trails around there. Like, not just trail walking, but, like...
How about raising alpacas?
Ooh.
you could get chickens.
What about God. No. All right, what about gardening?
Chickens can't garden.
I know they can't.
That's something we're thinking about doing in the near future. Next season, we're going to work on that. But I don't see me becoming a gardener.
But you might. You never know. Like, if you start diving into it, the zen of gardening is a real thing. And if you have an open mind to it, you might find that you enjoy it.
I do like mowing the lawn.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like making the line straight. Yes. I do like that. But basic stuff like that can be a zen thing. Hiking, for me, is a big zen thing, as you know.
I wonder if there are landscaping classes.
This class is for everything.
I guess you're right.
You can't landscape without your classes. Go to your classes.
I mean, my friend was a horticulture major at Williamson.
Well, you know what they say, you can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think.
You want to know how dumb I am?
The old Dorothy Parker line.
My friend was a horticulture major at Williamson, and when I first found out he was a horticulture major, I thought he said waterculture. And so for literally 3 years, I thought he was a water culture major, and I didn't know what that was.
You mean water culture?
Well,
I'm surprised you were not confused with all those super intense classes you were taking.
In Philadelphia, people say water, so I heard water culture.
Water culture. Okay. Hang on. Let me go to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up, Stephanie?
I just wanted to tell you, one of the places that you can try things out or the local adult evening schools. I've gone for the past 2 years. I've taken sign language, belly dancing, candy making, another Zydeco dancing.
Sign language is something I've always wanted to learn.
Me too, Steve. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, they're cheap. They're 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks. And you get to try something.
Do you have the question is, it's always time management with what we do.
Also, proximity. You know, right. So you could take landscaping classes at Longwood Gardens, but that's not close to where you are, you know, so it needs to be someplace that's nearby.
Stephanie, what type of schools are these you're talking about?
They're called adult evening schools. I happen to live in Happer Horsham School District, so they have an adult evening school. The Warminster Township has one, so all the townships around me have one.
Yeah, North Penn has one, too.
Do they take attendance?
They do, yeah. You pay for it, you better show up. Yeah.
All right, I'm writing that down. I'm going to look into that stuff. Yeah, I'm just always looking for something different to latch onto.
Like more art, but like, you know, would you be into like extensive role playing games, like the Dungeons and Dragons,
I like doing escape rooms and stuff like that.
So. How about that?
Yeah. That's already kind of a family hobby that we do.
What about theater?
I don't think I'd be any good at that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to play Annie?
I don't feel comfortable doing that. Yeah. It's remembering the line, Steve. You and I are the worst.
It's horrible.
The worst.
Speaking extemporaneously for hours is not a problem.
Yep.
The lines. But, you know, you do draw comfort from, you can't do it on stage. Like in movies, they have the ability to sort of veer on and off, you know. People tend to notice when you're playing Helen Keller and the Miracle Worker and you're talking.
Plymouth White Marsh has adult evening school. Preston, do you want to take arts and crafts with me?
Arts and crafts.
Oh, boy.
Right near my house.
Ooh. Activities.
What about photography?
Possibly. That's a good one, too. Rochelle is thinking about taking some photography classes.
What about calligraphy?
I'm like, go ahead. No, I'm not a calligraphy guy.
But I always wanted
to
know.
But I love these suggestions. You guys are really good at this.
I started learning some card tricks last night. I went to YouTube, and I learned a couple of card tricks. So, so that's your card right there.
Yeah, so you're holding two of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I haven't gotten better good at it yet.
Preston, how about autoerotica? Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's
in a group setting?
In a group, yeah.
That could be
all right,
fun.
Class.
Yeah. How about trying all new bourbons?
You know,
Hobby is becoming a raging alcoholic.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've actually kind of backed off of bourbon lately.
Oh, get back into it.
Say it ain't so.
Why?
I've been more sampling tequila lately.
Oh,
no, I haven't given
up. We could do this together.
Yeah, or you've been into tequila lately?
Kathy's the Indiana Jones of booze.
Okay, all right.
We can try a new tequila every night.
Every night.
It's a hobby.
I'll come over.
It's for hobbies.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
We're broadening our
well,
horizon.
Listen, Kate just,
how many shots in a gallon, Kate?
Kate just kind of got the wheels turning with me a little bit because she is going for it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she gets this offer to be on Dancing with the Stars, and she's like, you know what? It's another one of those let me see if I can do that type of things. I think that's healthy for people.
No, it absolutely is.
To
say, other people.
Let me see if I can do it. Right.
Pottery.
Boring.
How about smoking pottery?
Smoking pottery?
Yeah.
Oh, smoking pot. I see what you're saying. We're going to take a break.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.